With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Frederick Bush admits he wasn't much of a student as he was growing up in Brooklyn.
I had terrible grades. I was very undisciplined.
Bush's high school advisor urged him to become a plumber instead of going to college, and Bush's parents seemed to agree.
They said, yeah, why didn't we think of that? Go ahead and be a plumber. You don't need to get good grades for that.
Frederick Bush decided he had to stop his slide and began to hit the books.
Whatever I wanted to be, I knew it wasn't a plumber. And I still can't use a wrench with any efficiency.
Bush went to Muhlenberg College in Pennsylvania, returned to New York to do what he calls hack public relations and magazine writing, and in a cramped apartment began writing fiction seriously.
I would go into the bathroom and put the toilet seat down and put my portable typewriter on the toilet seat and sit on the edge of the tub. And I wrote my first novel that way.
Frederick Bush's first published novel came out in England when he was in his mid-20s.
But if I look at a page of it, I think, well, the kid loves language and he shows some promise, but he hasn't yet learned how to tell a story.
Now in his 50s, Frederick Bush is a storyteller of the first rank, the author of 17 books. His 10th novel, Closing Arguments, is the story of a disturbed Vietnam veteran, a lawyer who becomes sexually involved with a woman client accused in a sadomasochistic murder. Bush believes a story must be compelling because the reader is being asked to stop paying attention to the dazzle and pandemonium of the outside world.
And be led to a different world by your voice.
Closing Arguments by Frederick Bush was published by Tickner and Fields. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his recent novel, Closing Arguments, Frederick Bush writes of an upstate New York lawyer still tortured by his experience in Vietnam. The lawyer begins a doomed sexual relationship with a client named Estella, a woman charged with murder. Here's Bush.
He evinces to me a need to be punished. And the punishments that Estella administers when they have rough sex, when she ties him up, when they begin to get into this very dark and frightening stuff, somehow is reminiscent for me of the way he was treated in Vietnam.
A sometimes fatal sexual technique involving near asphyxiation plays a role in the story.
I am very pleased to sit here and answer your unasked question. I did not do that research firsthand.
Don't.
There are some things a man will not do for his art.
The courtroom scenes in Bush's novel crackled with authenticity, even though Bush is not a lawyer.
I've so far had letters from five lawyers approving of the book and finding one mistake I made, which I won't tell you about. Why ruin my credibility?
Frederick Bush believes he has a near biological need to tell stories, even though it's often painful and scary. He's a man who has written a novel about sadomasochistic sex, a novel about a former Marine pilot who liked the sound of tracer bullets as they destroyed people.
That's terrible stuff. I've got that in me. That worries me about me.
Tickner and Fields published Closing Arguments by Frederick Bush, and New Directions has reissued in paperback Bush's story collection, Absent Friends. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I know people think I'm being mystical when I say this, but I really do not believe that I've earned my place on the face of the earth unless I've written.
That's Frederick Bush, one of the literary world's best-kept secrets. He's the author of 15 books of fiction.
Sometimes the world acts like you're inflicting a bore or tedium upon them when you do write. It's one more piece of information they have to attend to.
Tickner and Fields published Bush's most recent novel, Closing Arguments, the story of a small-town lawyer haunted by the torture he underwent at the hands of the Viet Cong and who enters into a fatal relationship with a woman client. And Bush's short story collection, Absent Friends, has been reissued in paper. For 25 years, Bush has taught at Colgate University in upstate New York, where he admits he has given some of his students some harsh advice.
People who want to write and need to write will not be stopped because a professor with a beard says, don't write.
Frederick Bush believes that writing fiction for one's personal pleasure is one thing, but
if you see someone really is tone deaf to language, then there's nothing that you or anyone else will ever do to help them to be better. They just don't have talent.
When Frederick Bush completes a manuscript, he walks into his classroom, faces the students, holds the book over his head, and then lets it fall onto the desk.
And it goes boom. And I say to them, that's the feeling that you're after.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.